This We Love Telly podcast is a Mirror Digital production. Etc. That's how it goes. Anyway, hello and welcome to the We Love Telly podcast. My name is Rob Lee, and this week joining us is Kevin O'Sullivan, the Sunday Mirror TV critic, and he's here to discuss a couple of shows that you may have heard of. Well, anyway, they're kicking off again this week. Yes, Celebrity Big Brother and The X Factor. So let's have a chat to Kevin, shall we? And joining us now is the Sunday Mirror TV critic, Kevin O'Sullivan. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Rob.
Now, Kevin, I love Big Brother. I've always loved Big Brother. I've always found it as compelling as an ill-advised, messed-up relationship. But Channel 5, is it only me that remembers Back to Reality?
Well, the problem with Channel 5 is that it does have this strange element to it that it automatically attracts fewer viewers. Mm-hmm. You know, when Neighbours came from BBC One to Channel 5, Channel 5 thought we'll inherit the 1,300,000 viewers a day that BBC was getting, and they lost like 500,000. Mm-hmm. So 500,000 people would not press the Channel 5 switch to watch their favourite programme, so there is that problem. That said, I think Celebrity Big Brother will be a success. It always was the franchise that we didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we'd all come to the end of our tether with Ordinary Big Brother, and that's putting it mildly. But Celebrity Big Brother, everybody was still really enjoying. So it's good to see that back, and it sounds to me as if they've got some very good names in there. I think we might be surprised.
You like the casting then, because, you know, Amy Charles, Kerry Katona, all people that we like slagging off and enjoy seeing their downfall. But it's just, it's the dregs of ITV2 casting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's what Big Brother's all about. Oh, Celebrity Big Brother, you know, you almost by definition, your career must be in some kind of trouble for you to be in the house. Obviously, Amy Childs is more of a case of blind ambition or bland ambition. Kerry, who else have we got?
Sally Berko.
Sally Berko is definitely in, I'm told. I think Pamela Anderson's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Jedward. I mean, you know, this may not set you personally on fire, Rob, but I think the average Big Brother viewer will be quite excited by this lineup.
But there's nothing startling unless they get Charlie Sheen in there. There's no Kapow. This is casting by number, surely.
Well, famous last words, but I think I can almost guarantee you that Charlie Sheen isn't in there and never was going to be in there.
Okay.
This is part of the hype. I mean, part of the Big Brother pageant is all the pretense and the nonsense and the rumours that surround who will be going in. I mean, the various newspapers that, shall we say, are connected with Channel 5, mm-hmm. the Express Group, you know, had everyone from Fergie to Charlie Sheen to Brad Pitt, I think, was even.
And Jordan as well.
At one point.
They've been talking about Jordan as well, but she dismissed it straight out on Twitter.
Well, I believe that she'll almost certainly make some sort of brief celebrity visit. But I knew that wasn't true because she will never lower herself to be in the same arena as Kerry Katona. She sees herself as far superior.
No, she's
Kerry.
Got to be the star in anything she appears in. But you went to the new Big Brother house a couple of days ago, I believe.
I went to the launch on Monday, and I met Richard Desmond, the owner of the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. And I actually went round the house with him. He was seeing it for the first time as well. Uh-huh. And he was rather proud of his investment, as he put it to me. Okay. And he's right. The house looks great. I've really got fed up with the last two or three series on Channel 4 where the house became this horrible, evil, uncomfortable place, you know, with great big pictures of giant insects on the wall and stuff like that. It was just depressing. And they said, oh, well, it's to make it a more tense and difficult experience for the housemates. Well, the problem was it made it a more tense and difficult experience for the viewers as well. This house is like a 5-star boutique hotel. I mean, genuinely, it's the sort of place you wouldn't mind staying in for a few days. It's got a gymnasium for the celebrities. By the way, the gymnasium is being taken out when the ordinary people go in.
Okay.
time.
Right. the plebs going.
Demanded it. The ordinary BB contestants can go screw themselves. they're not getting a gym. But it's a nice looking place, so at least it will be easy on the eye to watch.
And the wallpaper's in high definition, I read somewhere, or something like that.
Well, it's a kind of brick, you know, like a stone, as if it's a real stone wall. It'll work very well on camera. In fact, when you're in it, when you're standing 3 feet away from this, what is turns out to be wallpaper, for the life of me, I thought it was real. So it's special wallpaper to really look like the real McCoy.
Okay, well, Celebrity Big Brother is going to be keeping us all very busy from Thursday night. Now, I think there's something else going on this week, actually. Saturday night. Is there anything going on Saturday night, Kevin?
No, ITV have got some programme coming up. I can't remember what it's called, the Z Factor or something.
Of course, it's
that,
the X Factor.
Apart from that, nothing. No, yeah, X Factor, big day, biggest day of the TV year on Saturday. I'm off to the launch today. I think you are too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get a look at what the programme's actually like. But the word is that the new judges are terribly exciting.
Really?
The ITV apparently are buzzing, particularly with Gary Barlow, I hear. Who they say is a revelation. It all adds up to the fact that ITV don't really believe that in the end they're going to miss Simon Cowell all that much. Bearing in mind that when he left American Idol, the first series without Simon Cowell, they had a 21% increase in viewership.
I'm sure you remind
him of... Dark Lord's magic may not be all that magic.
I'm sure you remind him of that figure all the time, but...
Yes, I will be writing that every single week, just to annoy him.
Gary Barlow getting anyone interested, well, apart from 30-something women, of course. Really? Gary Barlow's going to be that good?
Well, Gary Barlow, I always said, what a disastrous appointment. Okay, he's got the musical heritage. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to hit records. And the industry, indeed. But boy, does he seems to me he has the worst broadcasting voice you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's as flatter than Norfolk, isn't it? You know. And however, apparently he really tells it like it is. He's a real straight talker.
Mm-hmm.
None of that showbiz schmaltz. In other words, I hear he's sort of become the Mr. Nasty of the panel,
okay.
But in a Gary Barlow kind of way. So they're thrilled with the fact that, contrary to what you might expect because of his boring, bland voice, he is a very exciting judge. The others apparently are pretty damn good as well.
Really?
So I think ITV are quietly confident that they may be in for a smash hit here.
Well, they must have done well with Chalisa as well. She seems to be morphing into Cheryl more and more just by appearance over the past couple
of years. Yeah, I wish she wouldn't do that. That's not really her... shouldn't be her shtick. She should be down with the kids. So these pretty dresses and this bouffant hair she's taken to sporting, I think, are a bad idea. But we know that Simon Cowell has told her to tell it like it is, to, you know, to not hold back and to be rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, I think Chalisa and Kelly Rowland are being rebellious. I love Kelly Rowland's rebellious streak insofar as she's going off on tour in the middle of the series and will only be back for a couple of days a week to do the X Factor. And that hasn't pleased them very much. But I think it sort of shows the independence of spirit that you're going to get from these judges. You know, frankly, you and I have talked about this before, but I never rated Cheryl Cole as a judge anyway. All she ever said was, I agree with Louis, you know, so...
But you disagreed with Simon, and that's where the stories kept going, weren't they? So.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it was we had a national fixation with Cheryl Cole, and you can understand why. A great-looking girl, she's come up, you know, pulled herself up from a tough upbringing, you know, on a council estate in Newcastle, and we sort of fell in love with her. But, you know, I don't think we ever examined the details. You know, she never really said anything very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, she always cried, you know, all those crocodile tears all the time. And I think it's the same with Simon Cowell as well. I don't think we ever analysed particularly why he was supposed to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
And actually all Simon Cowell ever did was rotate a sort of stable of clichés that he would get out, you know, on a kind of rotating basis.
I think the Dark Overlord's going to have you on speed dial when he hears this.
Yeah. Well, Simon and I know where we stand. You know, I'm a big fan of Simon Cowell. You know, he's a great showman. He showed the X Factor is a brilliant program, the most successful program in this country, and he turns television into event television. As opposed to ITV, when left to their own devices, create non-event television. So it's good to have Simon back. But as a judge, I'm sure he will be most trepidatious insofar as it may turn out that we won't miss him all that much.
Okay, well,
and that'll be bittersweet for him, of course. He'll love his program to be, he's still the producer, of course, it's his show. He'll love it to be successful, but he won't love it that we're not missing him.
Well, it sounds very much like the focus is going to be on the judges once again rather than the acts, which is probably no bad thing. Thank you very much for joining us, Kevin O'Sullivan.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to this week's We Love Telly podcast. Join us again next week when we'll be talking, you know, like telly stuff. This We Love Telly podcast is a Mirror Digital production.